justification, of the mention of the cross, and yet we are told the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. The unbeliever in the cross. What message does the cross bring to the unbeliever? In the first place, it emphasizes the incorrigible evil of the heart of man. It was not absolutely necessary that Jesus should die on a cross in order to make atonement for sin. Do not misunderstand me. It was necessary that Jesus should die to make atonement. It was necessary that that holy, spotless life of his should be given up on our behalf. It was necessary that he should pour forth his precious blood. But the cross was not in itself ordained of God as the means of salvation for sinners. There was no merit in the wood. There is a difference between God's foreordination and God's acceptance of what he foresaw. He knew what man would do to his son, and he made that the occasion of the display of his grace. It was all predicted beforehand. The cross was accepted by God when man had nailed his son thereon, and thereby expressed in all its fullness the incurable wickedness of his wretched heart. Peter, standing up on the day of Pentecost, drove home to them their guilt when he said, "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Oh yes, God knew they would do it when he gave his son to come into the world, to leave the glories of heaven. He knew to what death his son was going. God sent him into the world to give his life for our redemption. But this is the guilt of mankind, that God in love having sent his son, the son in love having come to settle the sin question, man said, "We will give him the worst death, the most shameful death to which it is possible to subject a malefactor." So they led him outside the city of Jerusalem and nailed him to a cross. I say it reverently, he might have poured out his soul unto death in Gethsemane if the scripture had not foretold the manner of his sacrifice. He might have shed his blood in some other way if it had pleased God to permit it, but God waited until man had done the very worst that he could do, and then he said, "I am going to do the very best I can do." Man could do nothing worse than to nail him to the cross, and as he hung there, God said, "I will make the cross, the symbol of ignominy and shame, to be the great altar upon which the true sin offering is offered up for the sin of the world." And so the cross is in the first instance the full expression of the wickedness of man's heart. Of course, all this was foreknown and predicted, but it does not lessen man's response.